So, Sabbath Shema, I'd like to start a new series. We'll see how it goes. And I was just thinking about what to call such a series. And what prompted this thought was a couple of people asked me this past week, halachas relating to saying L'David Hashem Ori. And as Eish Kodesh is a place of Nusach Svarit, so of course it creates many questions in Nuschos of being an Ashkenaz, davening Nusach Svarit, or maybe you've adopted Nusach Svarit, you're davening in an Ashkenaz place. And as we all know, that the practice is that Nusach Ashkenaz is to say L'David Hashem Ori in Maariv and not Mincha, and Nusach Svarit is to say it in Mincha, not Maariv. So what happens if you find yourself in a different place? So it's possible that you could say, you know, L'David Hashem Ori three times. You daven Nusach Svarit, you daven Mincha, you daven Ashkenaz and Maariv, and you say it three times. And sometimes you could daven only once, because maybe you'll daven Mincha to Nusach Ashkenaz place, and they don't say L'David. And then you go to Nusach Svarit place, and Maariv, they don't say it there, so you end up saying it once. So what should you be doing at these particular places? Should you follow your own minog, the minog of where you're davening? So that was the question that two people had asked me this week. And now, as I was looking into the lacha, which there's really not much to speak of, but we'll get to what the psak is, I started looking through L'David Hashem Ori myself, just to understand what we're saying every single day of Elul. Maybe there's some type of chizik that I could gain, and maybe that you could gain. So I started reading through the psukim, and of course there are many psukim here that are well known, whether because we say it so often, or simply because some songs are made out of it. So certainly the words Lule Amanti Liros B'Tuv Hashem, Lule are the letters of Elul. And that's what the Svarim point out, that we say L'David Hashem Ori because Lule Amanti. But then the words that were repeating over and over again in my head, which probably the words that come out when you say L'David Hashem Ori, are what we say Acha She'alti Me'is Hashem. There's one thing I ask of Hashem. And Osa Avakation, that's the one thing I ask for, which is what? Shifti B'Veis Hashem Koi Me'chaya. To sit in the house of Hashem my entire life, and lachazos benom Hashem, to see the beauty, to enjoy Hashem's presence, ulevakir be'echal, and to visit the heichal. So now I'm wondering, what does Elul mean? What does L'David Hashem Ori mean for me? And then I'm thinking, what does it mean for you guys? So I, Baruch Hashem, get to learn the Beis Medrash. So maybe that's the Beis Hashem. I get to sit in the Beis Medrash with Koyim Echaya. So what does that mean for everyone else who doesn't sit in the Beis Medrash? So do you just ignore this pasuk, and to sit in the Beis Hashem is not going to be on the radar for you guys? Is it going to be when you retire, that's what Beis Hashem should mean? Or maybe there's a different understanding of what does it mean to be shift to Beis Hashem Koyim Echaya. I was just thinking about this the other day a lot. And I'm sure you're all familiar. If not, you should buy the book, Ben Torah for Life. Rav Lapiansky wrote this very nice sefer with wonderful marmakomos of what it means to be Ben Torah, even when you're not learning. And I was talking to Rebbe about this also the other day briefly. And Rav Weinberg was explaining to me that what it means to work, and this is what I want to go through over the next few weeks, months, see how it goes, to connect it to Allah and Hashkafa. When you go to work, it doesn't mean you're a failure. And he says it doesn't even mean that you're just as good as a guy learning in a Beis Medrash. And we'll go through, not today necessarily, but someone who goes out to work is on a higher level than a guy sitting in the Beis Medrash. A guy sitting in the Beis Medrash, life is easy. I mean, maybe financially not so easy. But easy in terms of there are not that many nisyonos that we have to face when sitting in the Beis Medrash. But when you go out to work, and I worked for a year, for a couple of summers I worked as an actuary at PricewaterhouseCoopers, there are challenges. There could be financial challenges. There could be challenges in terms of Shemir Sanayim. There could be challenges in terms of having to deal with coworkers, of keeping kashrus. There are many challenges that exist in the workforce. So does that mean a person should run away and escape it? I did. I ran away. I mean, I don't know if that's the right thing to do. We'll talk about maybe one of the topics I want to discuss is how do you know whether you should be learning or working? And there are many sugis about this. So, I happen to be, I don't know if this is the right decision or not. You know, the Gemara talks about Rabbi Yochanan and Ilfa were once sitting down, they were chavrusas, the Gemara and Tainis, and Rabbi Yochanan heard a certain, they were going to go work, they had to make some money. And Rabbi Yochanan heard a certain voice that said, go back to the Beis Medrash. Yochanan looked to Ilfa, he says, Ilfa, did you hear that? He said, well, I didn't hear anything. So Rabbi Yochanan went to learn, and he became Rabbi Yochanan, and Ilfa went to work, and he became Ilfa. So does that mean they made the wrong decision? No, because people have different voices and signs that are sent to people. So this is a topic, I don't know if I'll discuss this next week or in a couple weeks, but how does one know if it's possible what a person should be doing in their life? But what I want to discuss today is, you know, for a guy in the Beis Medrash, so they're hearing the shmuzim every single week. It's Elul, you got to learn more, you got to daven more, you got to be better at this. And the guy goes to work, and he's lucky if he has time to say L'davar Hashem Ori. The guy asked me on the chat, am I allowed to hear the shofar after L'davar Hashem Ori? I'm running to catch a train. So can I say L'davar Hashem Ori first, and then hear the shofar afterwards? I'm thinking, that's such a strange question. What's the big deal? What the order you're going? But I'm realizing these people barely have time to say the L'davar Hashem Ori because they have to catch the 7:03, whatever the train times are. And they're so scheduled, and a few seconds extra in the end of davening throws them off. So I was trying to understand, what does it mean for everyone who goes out to work, how Elul could be more meaningful, and myself included. Because for me, L'davar Hashem Ori is also the only thing I do different during Elul. If you're a Sephardi, so you have Shlichos ready for Rosh Chodesh. So that changes everything. And Sephardim, actually, you ask Eitan here, he'll tell you he probably enjoys Shlichos. You ask all of us here, all the Ashkenazim, we all tell you we hate Shlichos. The Sephardim love it, they sing, it's great. We hate Shlichos. So Sephardim love Shlichos, and their whole Elul is mamish changed. But for Ashkenazim, it's no different than any other day. So let's discuss how we can maybe appreciate a little bit more what a day in Elul should look like. So firstly, talking about the L'davar Hashem Ori, the Mishnah Berurah lays out for us the halacha in number one here. He says, Nogin b'midinaseinu m'rosh chodesh Elul ad yom ha-kippurim. We say from Rosh Chodesh up until Yom Kippur, b'chol yom achar gemar tefillah mizmor L'davar Hashem Ori, boker ve'erev. We say it both in the morning and the evening. V'omer ma'acharav kaddish. And there are those who extend it beyond to Shmini Atzeres, which is what our practice is. So then, so he says, in the morning we say it after Shacharis, before Musaf, and in the evening we say it after Mincha. Now we know, as I mentioned before, that not everyone says it after Mincha. The Mishnah Berurah apparently had the minhag to say it after Mincha, but the Ashkenazim say it after Marv. So what's the debate whether you say it after Mincha or after Marv? So there's a sefer, Tfila Kilchasa, we have it on the shelf there, Tfila Kilchasa. I'm forgetting the Mechaber's name, but the Mechaber's granddaughter is married to Avi Adler from the shul, his son. So they got married this past winter. He's not a Chabadster, but the son became a Chabadster, so they're very makbid on having a wedding outside. And it was January, it was freezing cold. I'm not sure who was there, but my toes were frostbitten, kid you not, from standing outside of that chuppah. So anyway, so the Zaydi of this girl wrote this sefer, this Tefillah Kilchasa. So he suggests, what's the machlokas whether to say it, Mincha or Marv? So there's a din that, Al-Pi Kabbalah, we don't say Tehillim at nighttime. We don't learn Pesukim, we don't learn Tanakh at nighttime. Tanakh is for the day, Torah Shebech Sab is for the day, and Torah Shebech Peh is at nighttime. So the Nusach Svardim, Chassidim, who are usually very makbid on Kabbalah, so they refuse to say Tilm at nighttime, so they say Tilm Bayom. That's what the Davar Hashem. Or you say B'mincha, they won't say B'marv. And Ashkenazim, who in general we don't follow Kabbalah, we typically follow whatever the halacha is, so then we're comfortable saying L'davar Hashem Ori at nighttime. That's how we explain, how we teaches the machlokas. But I think the machlokas might be a little bit different than just saying Kapitel Tilim. It's very plausible to say that L'davar Hashem Ori, when we say it, is not simply a Kapitel Tilim that we say. It actually becomes part of the tefillah. It changes the tefillah. L'davar Hashem Ori is something we add on to Mincha, to Marv. Even Nusach Svard, how does Nusach Svard start their Marv? Shir Malos, that's a Kapitel Tilim. So how come they say it at night? Because it became part of the Tzura of Tefillah. So the question is, L'davar Hashem Ori, is that just the Kapitel Tilim and just say it? It's fine to say it whenever you want, Mincha. Or does it become part of the Tzura of the Tefillah? I think I can try to prove that for the Ashkenazim, that Ladar Hashem Ori became part of the tefillah. And therefore, even though it's a kapitel tehillim, we could say it at nighttime. Because you could say tefillah, even though it's a tehillim, if it's part of the tefillah, you could say even belayla. So what are my proofs? So firstly, we have Aseres Mei Tshuva. We do a couple of interesting things. We say Zachreinu L'chaim. We say all the additions. Now what's the question with saying Zachreinu L'chaim? We add certain phrases we don't say the rest of the year. Change the matbeit tefillah, but more precisely, we're asking a bakasha. Zachreinu l'chaim, remember us l'chaim. Now the rule is, in the first three brachas and the last three brachas of tefillah, you can't ask for bakashas. Bakashas are for the middle, 12, 13 brachas, not for the beginning, not for the end. So how come suddenly comes a Aseres Mei Tshuva, you could start adding in Zachreinu l'chaim? So the Rishon explained, because the tzura of the tefillah is entirely different. The rules change for Aseres Mei Tshuva, and we could start making additions. And we don't have to be bound by the general rules of bakashos. Aseres Mei Tshuva is very different. What's another strange thing we do during Aseres Mei Tshuva? Right after Yishtabach, what do we do? Shir Malos. Someone opens up the Aron, and we say Shir Malos. Now the halacha is you cannot interrupt between Yishtabach, Kaddish, and Baruch. Suddenly comes Aseres Mei Tshuva, and we have a whole kapitel tehillim. We say in the middle of Yishtabach. And the answer is because during Aseres Mei Tshuva, the whole tzura of the tefillah is completely different. There are no rules. So once we've established that, we could say that maybe Chodesh Elul, also the rules are different. We could start making additions to Tefillah itself. And we could go ahead and add in a Kapitel Tehillim, not that it's just a Kapitel Tehillim, it's a Kapitel Tehillim that becomes part of the Tzur of the Tefillah. That Shacharis, Mincha, Marv have all changed now already from Elul, not as extreme as Aseres Mei Tshuva. We're not adding in things to Shemoneh Esrei and be mafsik between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu, but we're adding in a Kapitel Tehillim to change a little something in Chodesh Elul. So now that that point is true, that Dabar Hashem Ori is not simply a Kapitel Tehillim, but it's actually part of the Tefillah itself now, so we can understand something else. The question I get every single year, I know this is coming, I just wait till it happens, Rosh Chodesh Elul. During davening, the Gabe always comes, whatever minin at minin, whoever's running that minin, always comes to me and asks me the same question. Anyone know what that question he asked me? Baruch Hinafshi or Ladav Hashem Ori, which comes first? Always. So the answer is we say Baruch Hinafshi first. But why? Do you say Tadir? So Tadir is the simplest understanding. That's what the Mati Ephraim says. Ladav Hashem is more frequent. Baruch Hinafshi is more frequent. Now, the truth is it's not really more frequent. Baruch Hinafshi, we say how many times a year? 18. Because they're usually 2 days, so it's 12, 18. But Ladar Hashem, we say 50 times. Right? From Rosh Chodesh Elul to Shmini Atzeres, it's around 50-something times. So Baruch Hinafshi is not really more Tadir. Unless you say Tadir, doesn't mean, you know, it comes one chunk of the year, but it comes more frequently, it's periodically. So maybe that's how you define the Tadir. But Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky explains, and Emes Yaakov, no, the difference is because Baruch Hinafshi is the Yom Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh is Baruch Hinafshi. But Ladar Hashem is about the whole month. It's not unique to Rosh Chodesh. It covers the entire month. The entire month it becomes. But what comes out from here, Baruch Hinafshi is certainly part of the Tzur of Davening. You know, the Gra in Yushalayim, what do they say for Shir Shayom and Rosh Chodesh? Let's say it's Sunday. Today is Rosh Chodesh, let's say. So we say, Yom Rishon, we say Baruch Hinafshi. In Yushalayim, in Minag HaGra, you know what they do? They say Baruch Hinafshi only. They don't say Shir Shayom. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, Baruch Hinafshi was the Shir Shayom. It replaced the Shir Shayom. So Baruch Hinafshi is certainly part of the Tzur of the Tefillah. So now the fact that they're talking about the order of Ladavad Hashem with Baruch Hinafshi tells us also that Ladavad Hashem Ori is also part of the Tzur of Tefillah. If it was an afterthought, then they wouldn't even talk about it. So some say, should you say a Kaddish between the Shir Shayom and Ladav Hashem Ori? So some say that yes, you have to be mafsik, because Ladav Hashem Ori is something different. Shir Shayom is part of the davening. You say Kaddish is over, and then you say Ladav Hashem Ori. But other shuls say no. You say Shir Shayom, and you go right into Ladav Hashem Ori, because that becomes part of the tefillah. There's no separation from the rest of the davening. So Ladav Hashem Ori, I think you could prove that it's really part of the tefillah.
If it's part of the Shir Shal Yom, why don't we say it with Shir Shal Yom? Because I know Chabad does it said though that by the Shir Shem, why is everybody else not saved then?
Well, Nusach Svarad is a little tricky how they separate things. For Ashkenaz, they do say it together. So Ashkenaz, who also say Ma'ad Mariv, even though it's Kapitel Tehillim, because at least according to Ashkenaz, in my understanding, is becomes part of the Tefillah. But according to Nusach Svarad, where they separate Shishayom, then they have Enkelkenu, then they have Aleinu, then they have Dabar Hashem,
yeah,
they would say that's probably not part of, maybe it's not part of the Tzur of the Tefillah. Possibly. So now what happens if a person shows up at a minyan which is not their Nusach? What should they do?
In that case, why do we say, if you're saying that it's not part of the tefillah according to the Nusach Svarad, why would you pull the David forward to on Shabbos when you say Musaf to be right after the Yom?
Right?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm not sure. It's a good question.
Right.
Yeah, I think some do even the David Hashem Ori after davening, even on a Musaf, even on Shabbos. But those who switch it, I'm not sure why.
Yeah. We go from the Yom Ryan to the Dabbat.
Yeah.
So that would indicate that it's,
yeah, it's a good question.
Part of the Tefillah.
So I'm not sure why during the week then we separate it. It's a good question.
I think when the show began, they used to say the Dabbat right after the Yom.
Even during the week. Okay. Okay, so that's part of, I guess, the debate that's going on here. So now what happens if you show up in a shul that davens a different nisuch than you? So what would happen if you, let's say, do another example. You're in a Nusach Svarad, you're an Ashkenazi, and you're davening Nusach Svarad. And they say, you know, the Vidui, after davening, after Shemoneh Esrei, which the Ashkenazim don't. So what's the Ashkenazi supposed to do? Should he do Hashem Nebagadnu, or should he not? He should say it, right? Because any time that the Tzibor is doing something, and you're just sitting there ignoring them, that's being parishment at Tzibor. So you have to do whatever they're doing. So, you know, Tachanun, the same thing with Tachanun, the order of the down, up, sitting, standing, that should all be consistent with whatever the Tzibur is doing. You're saying Kedusha with the Tzibur, they're saying Nakdishach, you shouldn't be saying Nakadish. You should be consistent with whatever is being said outside. Anything that's noticeably different, you have to do the same as the Tzibur. So what would you say about Ladav Rashem Ori? They're all saying Ladav Rashem Ori. It's Minchatam, and you're an Ashkenazi. You're davening in Isach Svar. So should you say stay silent, or should you daven with them? Right. So if it's Kapitel Tehillim, not a big deal. But let's say it becomes part of the Tzur of the Tefillah, though. The part of the Tzur of the Tefillah, it's much harder to say just to ignore it and just be silent. You can't just not say Tachanun. You can't just not say something else or Ein Kelokeinu. You're davening a Nusach Svarad minyan, and they're saying Ein Kelokeinu. So you're going to just sit there twiddling your thumbs for the next 45 seconds while saying Ein Kelokeinu? No, you can, but you should say part of the Tzur of the Tefillah. So if you take a look at number 5 and number 7 for a second, the Ber Yisrael quotes from Rav Yashiv that Hamispal Tfilas Mincha b'minyan Nusach Svarad. You're davening with a Nusach Svarad. V'amar imahin l'David. You say l'David with them. Einu tzarech lachzor v'lomar shubarvis. You don't have to repeat it again in Marv. Afilu im mispal ke'es im tzibor shomrim. Even if you're davening in a Nusach Ashkenaz place where they say l'David Hashem Amar. That's what the Rav Yashiv felt.
But then you parish from the
Then you're doing the same thing again.
So the understanding, I believe, is that if you view this simply as a Kapitel Tehillim, it's not part of the Tzur of the Tefillah, so it might not be considered parishment at Tzibur. If it's part of the actual Tefillah, so then it's much more serious than not davening with the davening. But if they're saying a Kapitel Tehillim, then I don't think that would be considered as much as parishment at Tzibur.
What's the harm of saying it again?
Nothing, no harm. You don't say Eino Tzar. You don't have to.
Okay.
You can. You're certainly allowed to. But look at the number 7, Halicha Shlomo. If Shlomo Zalman Orbach explains, "Le'inin Amiras Hamidmo Ladav Hashem Ori, Heishiv Rabbeinu L'Shoel Sha'af Im Minhago La'Omro B'Mincha." Even if your practice is to say it during Mincha, "Im Mispalel Arvis B'Tzibur She'Omro B'Arvis Alav La'Omro Imam Shenish." You should say it a second time. And I believe the understanding is because if you understand the Ladav Hashem Ori to be part of the Tzur of the Tefillah, so then you have to daven whatever they're davening. It's not simply a Kapitel Tehillim. Becomes mamish part of the Tefillah. Now, if this idea is true, that the Davar Hashem Ori is really part of the Tzur of Tefillah, and then we could go back now, understand a little bit, have some appreciation of what Chodesh Elul could mean for each one of us here. So there's a Gemara Menachos that talks about the obligation of Limud HaTorah. And the Gemara wants to know, how does one fulfill the din of Lo Yamosh Sefer Torah Hazeh Mipicha? Lo Yamosh Sefer Torah Mipicha, that we can't cease to be learning the Torah. It's impossible. I was just telling Rav Weinberger yesterday, right after Mincha, before Shal Shudis, that I have a very hard time. I could learn fine Monday, Thursdays, Ben Gavra La Gavra. Shabbos morning, I can learn Ben Gavra La Gavra. But come Shal Shudis time, come Mincha time, I just can't learn Ben Gavra La Gavra. I'm just so burnt out from learning. So then I said, also Motzei Shabbos, when I was in Eretz Yisrael for the year, so I took upon myself to learn a lot, but I said, Motzei Shabbos, I am not going to learn. That's my time where I have a built-in, a guaranteed break. I'm guaranteed I'm going to Mamish, I'm going to break, play basketball, go out to eat. So now I said, even nowadays where I don't need the breaks as much, I can't learn a Motzei Shabbos. That's become like, it was a bracha for me in Eretz Yisrael, but now it's like a klala. I can't overcome that. I try to sit down and learn, I just can't learn Motzei Shabbos. That's my break. So it happens to be that tzaddikim say, you read stories, Sipuri Maisim, you read Motzei Shabbos. But no one is able to learn constantly. It's impossible. One of the midos listed, there's in the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, there are 48 Kinyanei Torah. And one of the Kinyanei Torah is Miut Sicha. What Miut Sicha means is to minimize speech. I mean, if you want to learn, stop talking. Just go learn. The Gra says no. Miut Sicha means you have to have breaks. You have to have Miut Sicha. To learn 3 hours all day, certainly nowadays, no one can learn 3 hours in a morning seder. You go to any base medrash, no one's learning 3 hours straight. It's just not humanly possible in the age we live in. And even when I was young, even 15, 20 years ago when I was learning, we couldn't learn 3 hours straight. It's impossible. Miut Sicha means you have to create Miut Sicha. You have to have breaks. You need to have breaks. It's important. And so Orchos Yasha, Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Sefer, it's called Orchos Yasha and the Yosha, I think. So he quotes from the Chazon Ish, this Gra, the Chazon Ish says, like 15 minutes is a break. That's Miut Sicha. Whatever the shir is, you need to have break. Some guys it's 30 minutes, some guys it's 45 minutes, some guys it's all week. Whatever the break is, you need to have Miut Sicha. So if you have to have Miut Sicha, how in the world are you going to accomplish Lo Yomosh Sefer Torah Hazemi Picha? So listen what the Gemara answers. And listen to who's saying this. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we heard Rabbi Yochanan beforehand. Amar Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Now, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was known as Taraso Zeu Munaso. He only learned. He didn't even daven, the Gemara says. He just learned. He was able to daven instead of learning. And learn instead of davening. So listen to what he says. How do you accomplish it? He says, Afilu lo kara adam ela kriyash mashachris varvis. Kai. You fulfilled the pasuk lo yomosh by saying Shema in the morning and Shema in the evening. And you fulfilled your mitzvah. You don't have to learn the rest of the day. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who spent his life learning all day long, says, just say in the morning, Shema, in the evening, you're fine. And he finishes off, Davar zeh aser l'omro b'fnei am ha'aretz. So as I tell you guys throughout our Sunday shiurim, anybody who's learning on Sunday, you're certainly not an am ha'aretz. And in my book also, those who, whenever the post can tell us that those Shri Machmir, you're in that, included in that camp. So you're not Am Ha'aretz, so I just said it in front of you, this Gemara. And now you know that you could go home and just say Shema in the morning, Shema in the evening, you're good to go. You could play tennis, go work, and do whatever you want. So how does that work? How in the world does that work? By saying Shema in the morning, Shema in the evening, and then you yod say Lo Yomosh V'Picha. So there is a Tosos and Brachos, a well-known Tosos and Brachos, that asks the question of how come when we learn in the morning, we say Lasak b'divrei Sora, v'harev no, asher b'chabanu, we go home, we go to work, we come back and learn at night, shouldn't you have to say another bracha? Right? You drink some coffee in the morning, you go to work, you drink coffee in the afternoon, you have to say new bracha. So how come by Shahakol and all other brachas you say new brachas when you're mafsik, but when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, once in the morning is enough? I worked for 10 hours a day. I didn't learn a thing. So Tosfos writes, because Torah is different. Because Eino Misyayish Daito, no one gives up from learning. The Chol Shah, every moment of the Mechuyiv Lomod, a guy is chayiv to learn. He Gisa Bo Yom V'Laila, you have to learn. And you're sitting down, Yoshev Kol Yom below Hefsek. It's like you're learning all day long. So now who here, you have to show your hands, but who here actually goes to work thinking, I should be learning. I have a chiv to learn. Because then you probably feel like a failure. I should be in the base medrash, I'm not. I'm stuck working, having to make money. So then, so that Tosa says, that type of guy, so he's never stopping from thinking of learning, so he doesn't have to say Birchas Torah. We all think that way, right? Every single person goes to work, I have to learn all day long, so he's always thinking about learning. So none of us fit in that camp.
Yeah, but I would venture to say that most of us, if not all of us, many times during the day think, why can't I be sitting in front of the paper?
Could be.
I'm saying we're seated, enough that it might be empty.
Yes and no, and I think that perspective is also incorrect. That person shouldn't think that he should be learning. Even that I think is wrong. One of the questions I want to address in the coming shiurim is, let's say a guy makes it big. He makes a killing. He's, I don't know, 45, 35, he makes $50 million. So should that guy now, he doesn't need to work anymore, he's good to go for the rest of his life, should he retire and go sit and learn? Or should he continue to make money and help support whatever he supports? So I'm not so sure that a guy who's very successful and capable should stop to go learn.
I've heard answers where they have to
keep. So this is a discussion I want to talk about. Not today, but I'm saying it's not so clear that a person should be sitting and saying, I should be learning. That mentality makes a guy feel like a failure. So what the Mishnah Berurah says is, you know how you're not mafsik between the Birchas Torah in the morning and the evening? Not because you're thinking that I should be learning. I'm doing the wrong thing by being an actuary in PricewaterhouseCoopers. Because everything you do during the day is a fulfillment of halacha. Right? When you go wash your hands, you say bracha. When you bench, you say bracha. When you go to the bathroom, asher yatzar. When you do the right thing in business, when you're honest in business, you're doing the right thing. So every moment of the day, when you're being mekadesh shem shemayim, when you walk around with the yarmulke and you greet the janitor, when you are nice to your employees and you don't have nibble pen in the office, all these things, is not because you have to go learn, because everything you do during the day is a fulfillment of Limud HaTorah. And that's a positive approach of what you're accomplishing. And we'll get to in later shiurim about Bezeis HaPecha, how the kala for Adam Rishon was to work and to sweat. La'avda, L'shama, the pasuk says, to work the land. That's not a kala room. It's actually a fulfillment of what we're supposed to be accomplishing. So we'll go through a little bit of that today. So that's the idea that when you say Shema in the morning and Shema in the evening, and everything in the middle is a fulfillment of Kiyum HaTorah, you're following the halacha, Choshen Mishpat, and Rechayim, and Yerdeya, and Evan Ezer, that's lo yomush. Sefer Torah Mipicha, that's fulfilling the Torah. And that's a positive approach. So that's Limud HaTorah. But what about Tefillah? So the Gemara in Brachos, Rabbi Yochanan says, Halavai Adam Mispalo Kol Yom. A person should learn all, rather should daven all day long. How do you daven all day long? How is that even a Havamina? You need to eat. You need to drink. You need to sleep. You need to make money. How could Rabbi Yochanan, the same Rabbi Yochanan we spoke about earlier, Halavai She Adam Mispalo Kol Yom. How do you daven all day long? So the answer is because when you go into a business meeting, what do you say? Do you first say, Lishuasa Kvisi Hashem? You ask Hashem to put the right words in your mouth? You're looking for a parking spot. Do you daven, Kodesh Baruch Hu, please grant me that parking spot? Every encounter you have, every moment in life, throughout your day, should be davening to Hashem. Doesn't mean you should be saying Tilm all day long. That's not what L'halavai She'od Mispal Kol Yom. What it means is, when you see Ashkacha Pratis happen, when you see a certain business deal work out, or even not work out, that's all Ashkacha. Do you realize the hand of Hashem? When you made a killing on some incredible deal, or you missed out an opportunity, and that's also Ashkacha Pratis. What it means to live a life of Limud HaTorah and Tefillah is to see Hashem even in the workforce. Whether it means to daven to Hashem, or even just to recognize Yad Hashem, that's what it means. And the Ben Ish Chai points out, if you take the word Adam, Aleph Dalet Mem, you write it out B'mile, which means Aleph is Aleph Lamed Peh, Dalet is Dalet Lamed Tuf, and Mem is Mem Mem. Those hidden letters are Mispalo. Right? The Adam is Aleph Lamed Peh, the Lamed Tuf and Mem, those hidden letters are spell the word Mispalo. Because in Adam's whole essence is to daven to Hashem and speak to Hashem all day long. So I think the idea is that when you say L'davar Hashem Ori in Chodesh Elul and you change the Tzur of Tefillah, you've now changed your entire day. You've just bookended your day with a little Elul in the morning, a little Elul in the evening, and now you're hopefully be reminded that your work day should be full of just davening to Hashem and preparing for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Not that you should be saying, I wish I was in the Beis Medrash. I wish I had heard a Musa Shmuz about how I should be a better person. No. You're supposed to be doing what you're doing. But just to add with a little more meaning, a little more sensitivity, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you every step of the way. There's an incredible Chavetz Chaim on the Pasuk when Moshe Rabbeinu was lost in the Midbar and he stumbled upon the burning sneh, the burning bush. And he was confused and surprised that he saw a bush that was on fire but not burning. And he heard this voice come out and says to Moshe Rabbeinu as follows. Vayomer al tikrav halom. The voice says, don't come any closer. Shal na'alecha mi'araglecha. Remove your shoes. Ki amakam ashe'ata omed alav admas kodesh. Because the place on which you stand is kodesh. So ask the Chavetz Chaim. I don't understand it. First it says, al tikrav halom. Don't come closer. Stop where you are. Because if you come any closer, this kedusha. Stop there. But it says, where you're standing, it says, shal na'alecha. Take off your shoes. Because that's admas kodesh. Well, where's the admas kodesh? To stop there, you're fine. Oh, and also there, that's also Admas Kodesh. Which is the place of Admas Kodesh? So the Chavetz Chaim says, there's certain places in this world where the Kedusha is so clear, it's objective. In the Beis Medrash, we all know this Kedusha. No one here is doing anything they shouldn't be doing. No one's saying words they shouldn't be saying, looking at things they shouldn't be looking at. That's the place where it's clear. But then the Chavetz Chaim explains that everywhere else in the world, there's also Kedusha. You just have to shal na'alecha. You have to remove your shoes and find it. Admas Kodesh is everywhere in the world. Shal na'alecha, and then you'll see that's also Admas Kodesh. But that's a much harder thing to accomplish. You could be much more religious in your Beis Medrash than you are outside when you're working. When you're working as an accountant, as an actuary, as a doctor, as a lawyer, it's much harder to find Admas Kodesh there. But that's the Avoda. Which is a higher holiday? Which is a greater Yontif? Yom Kippur or Purim? Purim, right? The Zohar famously tells us that Yom Kippur is only, it's Kippurim, but Purim is a higher level. Well, Yom Kippur is like the Beis Medrash, where there's no eating, there's no drinking, very easy to be frum on Yom Kippur. Purim is much harder to be frum, because you're drinking, and you're eating, and you're dressing up, and you're partying, and giving gifts, and getting gifts. But that's a higher level. You know, when it gets to a higher level, guys in business, the higher you get, it's much harder. You become a CEO, it's much harder than when you were a staff member. When you get to Purim, the Kedusha is higher, but it's much harder to find that Kedusha. It's much harder to shal na'alecha, to remove your shoes and find the Admas Kodesh wherever you go. But even though it's harder, it doesn't mean you shouldn't be doing it. That's the greatest thing that you have to accomplish, is to find that Admas Kodesh wherever you are. And the Davar Hashem Ori that we say every single morning and evening during Chodesh Elul is meant to remind us of that we're in Chodesh Elul. That you should find that Admas Kodesh. When you're going on the subway, remember who you are. Someone just sent around the picture of Schechter. Schechter on Fridays, he goes to the OU, which is downtown, and he lives up in Washington Heights. So the picture of Schechter standing on the subway with his jacket and hat and holding a sefer, taking a regular, a regular subway to his work. So when you're on the subway, when you're traveling, wherever you are, when you're in business, there's Admas Kodesh there. Even though you may not see it so clearly, the avod of a person is to be shal na'alecha. Much easier for me to be frum than you guys. I'm just saying the Beis Medrash all day long. It's very easy. My job is much easier than you guys. But just because your job is hard and the challenges you have doesn't mean you shouldn't be doing it. What you accomplish is much greater. So I want to finish off with a Rav Tzadok, who Mamish speaks about this idea and I think brings all the pieces together of L'davar Hashem Ori and Shema in the morning, Shema in the evening, and what it means to really go out and work. Now there are some deep topics here of the Svarim HaKadoshim, which we'll try to just ignore for a few moments. If you look in that second page of the Pri Tzadik, Rav Tzadik writes, L'chein asa hachana l'zai de kriyashma. That we know when Yaakov Avinu, when he met Yosef at Tzadik down in Mitzrayim, what did he do? He said Shema. He said Shema. And why did he say Shema? Sheyehei akoparim ata lefisha mibnei heichala demalka. He wanted to be of those who live in the heichal of the malka, the inner chamber of the king, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ayedei yichad shel kriyashma. When you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you've now brought yourself into the highest place in the world, into the heichal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. That's the highest place we could go. Now, you and I cannot live in the place of Shema all day long. We can't be Yichud Hashem. That doesn't exist. That's too high. We could say twice a day, Zehu. But to be living in that place of Yichud Hashem all day long, that's impossible. So Yaakov said Shema to be get a little taste of the Heichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means. Acha Sha'alti Meis Hashem. I asked for one thing from Hashem. Oso Avakesh. What's it that I ask? Shift Beveis Hashem Koyim Echayai. To live in Hashem's house all my life. Lachazos Benom Hashem. To see in the beauty of Hashem. Ulevakir Beheichalo. To visit His Heichel. If you are zocha to connect your nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the makor, to the source of lachos benom Hashem, to the beauty of Hashem, the nafik me'atik, we could ignore that. You become attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the innermost place just for a few moments by saying Shema in the morning. You take a, what does levaker mean? Levaker means to visit someone. You don't live there. Levaker, you pay the guy a visit, a biker cholim. So you, a short visit to that world of Shema. Alzeh haya achanas Yaakov Avinu alav Hashalom b'kriyashma. Because ayidei yichad Hashem shal kriyashma, yinifal lachas benom Hashem. Ulevaker b'heichal. By saying Hashem's name by Shema Yisrael, you could touch, taste a little bit of the heichal. Ayidei zeh, you could say Baruch Shem Kivod Malchusol Ilam Va'ed, which is Nasa Yehuda Tata. Let me explain. The Sfarim speak about is Shema Yisrael is the Indian of living in the world of the Heichal V'Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the world of learning Torah, the base Medrash. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchusol Ilam Va'ed is Liolam, is in the world we live in. Shema and Baruch Shem are two different worlds right now. They're separate. The idea of a person trying to work and to find Hashem and Admas Kodesh in the workforce, that's in a Baruch Shem. We don't live in the world of Shema. We say Shema in the morning to give us a little like a little juice up, and then we go to work in Baruch Shem. It's connecting the Baruch Shem, which is the world we live in, to Shema Yisrael. In essence, what he's trying to tell us here is, and you can read the rest of it as we go, there, I guess we have a few minutes left, the idea is to base Hashem, what it means to shift to base Hashem, Koy Mechayai, is to live in the world of the world we live in. And to bring Shema into the Baruch Shem world, into the workforce, to bring Hashem with us to the office, to the subway. Beveis Hashem ko yimei doesn't mean to sit in the base medrash all day long. Yeah, there's certain people who have to do that. You need to have Rabbanim who are sitting in the base medrash all day long, that's granted. But for the Hamonam, for you to read this pasuk in the Davar Hashem Ori and say, I'm never sitting in the base medrash. How am I accomplishing Shift Beveis Hashem ko yimei? So Reb Tzadik tells us, by you saying Shema in the morning, and I'll add, the David Hashem Ori, in the morning in Elul, you're given this extra adrenaline of Elul, an extra adrenaline of Yichud Hashem, and you take that with you to the rest of the day. And that's what it means to be shifted Beveis Hashem, Koy Mechaya. And by doing that, by bookending your days with L'David Hashem Ori and Shema in the morning, and Shema in the evening with L'David Hashem Ori, you've in essence accomplished Lo Yomush Sefer Torah Mipicha, that you fulfilled the inin of learning all day long, and you fulfilled Rabbi Yochran, Halavai She'adam Mispal Kol Yom, you've davened all day long, and that's the essence of what it means to be a working Jew in the month of Elul. And we should be Zocher, I'll get the question after, we should be Zocher, through this understanding, to be Shifti Veis Hashem, Koyim Echayai, Lachas Benom Hashem, Ulvaker, Peichala.